Thanks, guys. Great. Why don't we stand to our feet? I want to read a scripture to you. Maybe we can put it up on screen. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. Yeah, it's not on the program, Dave, but that's okay. Can we get it up there? Psalm 103 on the other program. And we'll read this together this morning. Be good to do this today. Maybe not. Oh, yes. Here we go. Thanks, guys. All right. Here we go. We're going to use the NIV. All right. Here we go. Praise the Lord. And? Praise. Verse 2. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 3. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Thanks, guys. You may be seated. Well done. Give yourselves a pat on the back. So we've looked at 2 weeks. We're talking about your best life. We've looked at 2 weeks on finances. If you haven't looked at that, haven't listened to those or been away for whatever reason, you can go on to our website, C3F, and download those. And when you're at the gymnasium or riding your bike or getting some exercise, which you all do regularly, I'm so confident that we have a fit church. And you can listen to that and hopefully not fall off your bike or whatever you're doing. Because it's not boring. Okay, that was my joke alone. No one else got that. That's fine. Okay, bless the Lord, it says in the New King James, all my soul. We used to sing a hymn about this. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Do you know that God gives us great benefits? Come on, I I'm the kind of preacher that loves a bit of interaction. Do you know God gives us great benefits for loving and being a part of who he is? There's great benefits, which we're going to find out today, even to belonging to the house of God. Very good. Yeah? There's great benefits. And today, specifically, we're going to talk about healing. And I'm going to call my message Divine Health this morning. Divine Health. Because who knows that everything comes from above? Not a spirit. Not someone you go to and pay money to. But from the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name, through his name. And so, who forgives all your iniquities, which we looked at last week. Forgiven, how far? As far as? And now today, who heals all your diseases, who heals all your diseases. God has incredible benefits. He forgives us, and in the same sentence, he heals us. He forgives us, and he? This is the word of God, who forgives all our iniquities and heals all your diseases. So let me ask you a question. Is it easier to believe the first part of the verse than the second part? Be honest with me. Is it easier to believe the first part, he forgives me, than he heals me? I would agree. It's easier. But it's in the same sentence, right? We're just making sure we're all on the same page here. Forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. All in one sentence. All together. And anyone who has ever had or is having health problems will understand what I'm talking about today. Maybe a family member has a health problem. Personally, a recent one, well, last year, this year, a little bit beginning of the year, I had a couple of foot injuries, in fact, to my right foot. And my foot was healed from a break by someone praying for me, and I went back to the doctor, and it was healed. I didn't need to have the surgery or anything. It was fixed up. Within a couple of weeks, I was back to normal, walking the whole lot. God healed me. But I still had a recurring injury in another part of my foot from an old sporting injury from years ago, because basically I just, you know, went hard when I was a young person, like many boys do, and hurt and ended up having this injury. Now that I'm 50 years old, it's become a bit of an issue. Why didn't God heal that at the same time? Am I the only one that thinks like this? Come on. We all feel like this at times. Okay. It's now healed because the surgeons have fixed it. Praise the Lord. I'm good. In fact, my family asked me, and people that I haven't seen for a while, they say, oh, how's your foot? And I say, it's better than the other one. So, you know, God's done a good job through the surgeon and through the natural healing process as well. And don't forget, the natural healing process is still God healing us. Yeah? And so it's relatively easy to receive God's grace for my sin. He paid the penalty on the cross. It may, however, be a little bit more difficult to believe for healing all the time. But the truth is, in this, and it's the Bible, who believes the Word of God? Come on, what a great book. Read your Bible. I've decided next year we're going to go back to our SOAP program, which is Scripture Observation, Application and Prayer, because the Word of God is so important to our lives. You see, He forgives all our iniquities, which is our sin. And we talked about that last week. If you weren't there for that message, you can look that up too. On the internet, our website. And He heals our diseases. See, I was at a conference a number of years ago. And at this particular conference, most of the people were brought up in a different church culture to what I have been. It was a different church culture to what we experience here today. Great people. Believe God with all their heart. And I'm sure we've all wrestled with this point at some point. And this is what they said. Jesus did heal. There was a time He did, but not so much now. They weren't completely denying God healed, but they weren't exactly confident that He would either. So what do we do with a verse like this? He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. At one point during the conference, true story, some of these people I didn't know. And look, I was a lot younger back then and probably a little bit more vocal than I would be now in this particular meeting. But afterwards, when we were just having supper, they said, will you pray for me? And so I said, sure. And some of those people were healed right there and then. Who believes in the power of prayer and healing? He's alive. And so my point is this, I would rather believe God heals than be doubtful that He does. Or at some time He did heal, but not now. In Matthew 21, verse 21, in the ESV version, I didn't put it up, did I? Okay. All right, so let me read it to you. Matthew 21, 21, the English Standard Version. Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree. What happened to the fig tree? Lost all its leaves. Jesus said, you're cursed, and lost all its leaves. But even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. It will happen. So believing is important. Turn to your neighbor and say, believing is important. Phil Pringle, the president of C3 Global Movement, there's nearly 400 churches around our world now. He says this about this particular verse, Psalm 103 and verse 3. Who's glad we've got great leaders that look over us as well and give us great doctrine? Dr. Phil Pringle, in actual fact. He says this, there is no disease God is incapable of healing. I've got it. Jesus saw little difference in setting a person free from their sin and setting them free from their sickness. But I'm also aware that it's easier to believe the first part than the second part, still in this verse. And there's this dad, this father in the Bible, and his son has been convulsing and he's been throwing tantrums and an evil spirit's got a hold of him on several occasions. He's been thrown into the fire. He's almost drowned multiple times. The dad is absolutely distraught and does not know what to do. The disciples actually pray for him and nothing changes. And Jesus says to him, do you believe that your son can be healed? He goes, well, yeah, I do, but can you help me? Jesus rebuked and delivered the boy, even though the father did not believe 100%. Due to the trauma that he'd suffered with his son and the fact that disciples couldn't heal him either at that particular moment. And if those of you who know your Bible, Jesus said these can be only done through prayer and fasting. My point is this. It's not altogether about how much we have faith, because I have seen people healed that have no faith and don't even know the Lord. So don't be hard on yourself if you are not healed today. And so I want to give you some theology. Hopefully some solid theology from Psalm 103 and scriptures like it. And as I've said, this book is true. The whole book is true. Healing is ours through the cross of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? Healing is ours through the cross of Jesus Christ. And so there's a pattern in Scripture where we put, for God forgives and he heals. And I want to look at that this morning, where these two are together in a lot of verses. In Isaiah 33 and verse 24, this is the New King James Version. It's a bit harder to understand. I'm going to help you out with the Message Bible in a moment. And the inhabitant will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity. And this verse is referring to the church. Who's glad they're part of the church? It's referring to the church. They called it Zion. The place people gather to worship him. Who's gathered today to worship the Lord? We do that. That's why it's important to come to the house of God, because we gather corporately to worship God. There is an experience in God that does not happen in any other way except get corporately. Interestingly here, the people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity, and the inhabitant will say, I am not sick. The church is to be a place of healing and salvation. Come on, is anyone with me this morning? The church is to be a place of healing and salvation. And the Message Bible puts it like this. Rivers blocked to invading ships. Off limits to predatory pirates. God runs this place and he will keep us safe. There is something about being a part of the house of God that helps you have your very best life. Just being in the house of God will help you ward off demonic forces, and you do not need to have as many flus as other people. You do not need to actually take on some of the sickness that others may have. You do not, because we have a Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ who has died on the cross for us, and we are forgiven and healed. Forgiven and? I love that first part. Rivers blocked to invading ships. Oh, I could go to war right now. You know what I'm talking about? It's just me. The warrior comes out. You see, that's why when I'm in the house of God, I will warfare for every person. When we're in a life group, every person can warfare for one another. That only happens when we're in the house of God. The church is an important and vital place for your health and healing. Okay, I'll calm down a little bit. And so another verse of great significance in respect to our sins being forgiven and our healing being secured is this one. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his, we are by his stripes, we are healed. All right. Just so that we've got it, that it's just not Old Testament, it's New Testament too. Who himself bore our sins. Say the word bore with me. Not boring. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Bore. He took on the weight. That's what it means. Take on the weight, to bore. The responsibility for, to carry. Jesus took it. Did Jesus, wrong English, I know, but did Jesus bore your sins? Say it with me. Well, agree with me. Did Jesus bore your sins? Okay. Did Jesus bore your sickness? Oh, I didn't get it quite as confidently. Did Jesus bore your sickness?
Yes.
Yes. Surely, Isaiah 53 verse 4, surely he has, I've got it. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our? Now, griefs in the Hebrew means sickness. 20 out of 24 times, griefs mean sickness. And then there are verses in the New Testament which say this. A lot of scripture, like I said. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and he healed all who were sick. Look at this. Matthew 8, 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Jesus bore the penalty, the power and the presence of sin. Three tenses. Andrea is going to continue talking about this when she talks about redemption in a couple of weeks' time. We have been saved. Yes? We are being saved. Yes, and we will be saved. So in heaven, there will be no sickness. That's a good reason to go to heaven, right? Right there. I've actually got a very dry throat today. None of you would have known unless I told you, but we live with stuff, right? I want to talk about this before we finish today as well. Why does this stuff happen? We are being saved and we will be saved. In heaven, there'll be no sickness, no sin, no pain, no grief, no more arguments, no one bashing someone else up. It's all gone. Who's glad they're going to heaven? So, if he heals all diseases, then why? Why do sometimes we carry sickness and disease? Why am I not healed? Why is my friend not healed? Why is my family member not healed? If God heals all diseases, then why? Is that a fair question? Right now, we are still under the power of sin. The world we live in affects us. Who's not affected by our world that we live in? Anyone? We are all what? Affected by the world we live in. Absolutely. Yet the Bible says he bore our sins on the cross. As a believer, have you gotten the victory over sin? The answer is easy. Yes. What did we talk about last week? Am I forgiven east is west? Yes. Okay. But sometimes you still sin, right? Am I the only one that still sins? Sometimes you still sin. Sometimes you still sin. So we know we're forgiven. We know he's taken all the, but sometimes we still mess up. Nah, none of us do that. Because you are still getting victory over sin. Because there is still sin in our world, it is still present. Jesus bore our sicknesses on the cross, but because sickness is still present in our world, it still may affect us at times. We live in an evil world. Domestic violence, is that evil? Rape, I don't need to say. People smuggling. Heartless bashings, hit and run accidents, dictators in developing countries, terrorism. I don't want to depress you anymore. We live in an evil world. You get it? And because evil is still present in our world, sometimes we fall under its power. Is that fair enough? So we have answered the why. Why sometimes we carry sickness and disease. We live in the presence of evil. Does God still heal? Absolutely. Very important point I want to make this morning, because we're a multicultural church, and I just want to clear this up today theologically. God will not punish you for your sins because he already punished Jesus. Let me explain. Let's just take an example. In West Africa and certain parts of East Africa has suffered incredible atrocity through the Ebola virus. And I've heard prayers similar to this. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive our people. God did not bring Ebola. God did not bring Ebola. God is not and will not punish you with Ebola or whatever other disease that you may be carrying right now. So let's be clear today. If you are sick, it is not God punishing you. Come on. Some of you need to hear this today. If you are sick for whatever reason, it is not God punishing you. He does not use sickness to punish his children. If we're forgiven and we're healed, what does that mean? It means we're forgiven and we're healed. So, Jesus bore sickness on the cross for us. If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, I'm giving you context now, and do what is right in his sight. Who knows that it's good to do what's right in God's sight? And give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. So who agrees with me that we shouldn't just live the life that we want to lead however we feel, which we talked about last week. But when we live the life of Christ and we still get sick, we've got to recognize that there's evil in our world. It's not God putting it on us. It's not God's doing to punish us, because we are free in Jesus' name. And so the second question, how do I receive healing? How do you receive forgiveness of sins? We've already established that forgiveness and healing are commonly linked together in the Bible. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For by grace, through faith. How do you receive forgiveness of sins? By? Is it grace? Through faith. By grace, truth, not the other way around. Definitely not the other way around. We already talked about that with the Tower of Babel. And again, we can become arrogant and think our faith is everything. No, the Lord Jesus Christ is everything. So by grace, it's a gift. You are not saved by faith through grace. That would be arrogance. Let's face it, we barely have enough faith, if we're truly honest with ourselves, to get through the day-to-day. Is anyone like me who's had bad days and thinks, I don't even know if I'm saved today? You know, I've kicked the cat, if I had one, kicked the neighbour's cat. Yeah, I did that too. You know, we do stuff and then we think afterwards, I probably shouldn't have done that. I'm the pastor of the church and this could get out. You see, we're saved by grace through faith. Yeah, but grace. And so there are two extremes in church in respect to our health and healing. God doesn't heal anymore after the acts of the Holy Spirit. We don't believe that. And then there's this other one. God wants you to eat right, live right, exercise to secure your health. Yeah? Yeah? I'm into it. But Paul says it's not everything, this second one. See, it's not by my works that I am healthy. Well, not alone, anyway. It's by His grace. So what about this statement? If you have enough faith, you will be healed. I told you I was getting into theology today. If you have enough faith, you will be healed. There is little doubt that it helps to have faith. We all agree with that. Your faith has healed you, Jesus said. But it's not your fault if you are not healed. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's not your fault if you're not healed. Is this good? It's not your fault if you're not healed. See, if a person is suffering in any way, we do not put guilt and condemnation on them. They're already feeling bad enough. If the church can't be gracious to people, then who can? Oh, they must have done something really bad. Don't worry, I've grown up in the church all my life. I know, I've heard it all in that respect. Or God's punishing that country because they're so evil. Come on. Come on. Fact, we live in an evil world. Do we agree? And if anybody, like I said, ought to give them love, it ought to be the believers. So, you are not healed because you have enough faith or because you do everything right. The truth is, none of us do everything right, right? None of us have perfect faith. None of us. Peter thought he was okay, and look what happened to him. So you can be healed through grace. By faith, we can receive it. We're healed through grace, and by faith, we receive it. And so the paralyzed man was lowered through the roof so that Jesus could see his need, because they couldn't get in. He had good mates. It's good to have good mates, right? And Jesus says to him, your sins are forgiven you. And the Pharisees, who does this guy think he is, forgiven sins? And Jesus responds, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to rise up and walk. We have been asking some questions today. How and why? Which is easier, sins forgiven or to rise up and walk? Which is easier, sins forgiven or to rise up and walk? Neither is easier for Jesus. He can do them both. He can do them. Which is easier? Some of you are still thinking about it. Which is easier? He can forgive and he can? He can do them both. It's of no consequence to Jesus one way or the other. Yes, he can. It's the same. If you are going through something in the same way you have received forgiveness, you can receive healing. By grace through faith. Psalm 103, forget not all his benefits. Thanks, Bremer and the team, if you'd like to come. Living in Christ through his word, obeying his voice has benefits. I'm healthy. I'm forgiven. They are both gifts from God by grace through faith. So I want to ask you another question this morning, my last one today. What if I'm not healed? And I've given you the answer. I'm going to trust God anyway. I'm going to trust God. Okay, just stop looking at the musicians. Look at me. It's not time to go out yet. So now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. So what if my friend's not healed? What if my family member's not healed? What if I'm not healed? I'm going to trust God anyway. And the Apostle Paul says in this book of Philippians, so now also Christ has been magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. Trust God for healing. Absolutely. There's no one else to trust in. Trust God for healing. And no matter what, we are going to trust. No matter what, we're going to trust. God heals our iniquities. Yes, he does. God heals all our diseases. Yes, he does. And yet we still live in an evil world, and that world may affect us. He is faithful. I'm going to trust him no matter what. Why don't we stand on our feet for it this morning? He forgives all my iniquities and heals all my diseases. If your kids aren't in church, trust the Lord. If you can't find purpose, trust the Lord. If you haven't been healed yet, keep trusting him. In life or in death, I will trust him. I will trust him. Which is easier? Your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk? That's the same for Jesus. They're the same. They're the same. Father, today, I pray. Come on, why don't we just raise our hands to heaven for a moment? If you need healing, today we're going to believe that God sets you free. Lord Jesus, we pray for your divine health. We thank you that your house is the best place to be because it wards off invading ships. Lord, we thank you that you're alive, that you're our hope, that when we trust in you, Father God, that you have everything in its place, Father, for us. Lord, we receive today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth that sets us free. We are forgiven and we are healed. If you need healing today, I'd ask you to come forward. Just come to the front. I want to lay hands on you and believe that God will set you free. Just come forward. Every person that needs healing today, just come and stand along in a line at the front. I want to trust that God heals you today. You've got to give him a chance. There must be more people that God wants to touch today. You've had a situation where you need for that you've taken someone, there's someone here that you felt guilty that you're not healed. Take it off today. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. There's no punishment from God. We live in an evil world, but who's the best hope of our salvation, of our freedom from whatever it is? The Lord Jesus Christ. Come today. We're going to pray for you before we finish today. You know, church, if you're standing there, we still have a few minutes before church finishes. Why don't we reach out our hands towards these people and trust God to set these people free? Pastor Andrea, Charlie, let's pray. Let's start praying. Jared, perhaps you could be a catcher this morning. Let's pray. Jace, thanks. Let's pray the healing power of God. Guys are going to sing. If you need to go, we're going to dismiss our meeting, but we're going to keep singing and praying and believing. Come on, let's worship God. Let's believe for healing power of God. Sing with Eunice if you want to. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.